From the stands above them, a fresh cheer shook the building. The announcer was whipping up the crowd. They roared Zoe's name. They stamped harder. In the changing room, the temporary strip light went off and flickered back to life by stuttering increments. A sudden rill of dust fell from an unfinished break in the plasterboard ceiling. Tom said, "You think this building'll hold?" Zoe exploded. "Shut up, will you? Shut up, shut up, shut up!" Tom grinned. "Oh, come on. This is just another bike race. It's gravy. 5,000 people aren't screaming for you." He leaned close and took her arm. "You know what you should be scared of? The day they aren't shouting your name. Then you'll be like me. You'll be the dust collecting in the cracks between the boards of the track. You'll be the spit drying on the chewing gum stuck underneath the seats. You'll be the sound of the brooms sweeping up after the crowd has pissed off. You'd rather be all of that, would you?" She shook her head sulkily. He cupped a hand around one ear. "What? I can't hear you over the noise of all this, love. Would you rather be the girl no one remembers? No, for fuck's sake." He smiled. "All right then. So now get your ass out there and win." The two of them looked at the closed metal door, then down at the floor, then back at each other. A moment passed. Tom sighed. "Nice pep talk, though, wasn't it? Ah, maybe peaked too soon." Zoe glared at him. She was ready to spit. Overhead, the crowd's stamping was incessant. Plaster dust fell continually now. She fixed her eyes on the door. "Why don't they come? We've been down here forever." "Maybe this is our personal hell. Maybe they never come and the crowd just gets louder and louder and we're left alone for eternity with our thoughts."